Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. You know, I hear voices, and I don't mean that to sound spooky, but when I was doing an interview with Mary about something or other about water gardening, I thought, oh my gosh, if I ever want to get an announcer, there is my lady. And she never blinked an eye. I said, you bet I will. And I love having her introduce my program and other segments within the program for me. She's just the best. So thank you, Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers. And yesterday, while I was sitting at Callaway's in West Fort Worth, I'm sitting there just kind of looking up into the stars, and somebody comes up with another voice I recognized, and that's Tucker Reed. Tucker, it was so good to see you yesterday.
You too.
That was kind of out of the blue, totally out of the blue, in fact. I thought, what is this man doing? How many nurseries did you go to yesterday?
Well, I went to 5 before I saw you, and then I went to another one later on this evening, not yesterday evening.
But you weren't obsessive about
total.
It.
Yeah. No, not at all.
That's right. Well, it was good to see you. And you're going to be talking about a plant that I photographed in the Fort Worth Botanic Garden probably 20 years ago and used as the cover of one of my calendars. It's a beautiful plant that a lot of people don't know about. Tell us about it.
This is St. John's wort. This is Hypericum henryi. It's I think it's catching on. I saw it at a lot of nurses I was at yesterday. So I think that it's out there. The nurseries know it's a viable plant. We just need people to start buying it and using it in their landscapes. I hear a lot of complaints that, oh, there's no color in the shade, and kind of, I kind of agree. There's annual color. There's certainly things we can do. The shrub color does tend to come few and far between. You got your hydrangeas and your oak leaves and things like that. But this is another one to use. It's a yellow flower, bright red berries after it, after the flowers, can be as showy as the flowers themselves. It can take a little sun if you have a little sunny spot, but it's going to prefer to be a little in more shady areas of your garden. Semi-evergreen to fully evergreen, certainly always got a very relaxed habit. It's very soft in the landscape. It's going to be wider than it is tall. Although it's probably equal, it looks wider just because it's so laid back. It's just kind of hanging out in your garden. But it's a real great specimen plant at the corner of a bed, right in the smack dab in the middle. If you've got some other things on the ends that are really showy other times of the year, great to have that little punchy yellow in the shade during the summer.
And that is a yellow that is the most refreshing yellow in the world. It is lemon yellow. There is no red in it. There's a little. Got to be to get yellow, but I'm not an artist. But, some yellows get muddy with blue or something. I tend to like the yellows that shade just ever so gently toward green, and somehow this one just really hits me. Now, this is called St. John's wort, and you're saying this is not the same as the herb.
This is not the herb. This is the ornamental shrub. The herb is a whole different species of plant.
Tucker, I have always felt about Hypericum, about St. John's wort, in a similar way that I do about Salvia greggii. These are kind of shrubs, kind of perennials. They look like they could go in either category, and it's hard to know where to put them in this area.
You can, and you can actually treat them almost like a perennial. I mean, I know plenty of people who cut back their Salvia greggii to the ground in the spring.
Yeah.
I know people who cut back their Hypericums to the ground in the spring. Mm-hmm. If you want that really controlled look, you almost have to. I don't recommend that procedure. Salvia greggii is a little bit more than Hypericum. I would go with that. But, some people really want that very manicured look, and to get that, you are going to have to cut
it. Yeah, this is not the plant for that look. Okay, and so now I'll let you decode your abbreviations. Where, when we come to the Dallas Arboretum, will we see this beautiful yellow? It's in the AWG and the DEG, folks.
That's a women's garden and the Degolia garden.
All right. Well,
right in front of the Degolia house.
Those are names I should have known. All right. All right. Cool Thursday concerts. Tell us.
Yeah, we still have Cool Thursday concerts. Great bands. Great way to come out, have a picnic in the evening, see the garden in the evening. Whole different ballgame when you get the lower light. The concerts continue through July 3rd, and then they'll pick back up in the fall.
All right. Good deal. Education?
Education, check the website. There's still plenty of opportunities to learn things. A few that come up that just jump off the page was cactus and succulents is coming up soon. Mm. We've also got container gardenings, and our good buddy Stephen Chambly will be doing his vertical succulent frames.
Okay,
to hang
let's pause long enough to say that he is worth going if he talks about the color of paper. He is worth going to hear. I mean, the guy is so much fun.
You're never going to not be entertained.
No, everybody loves Stephen Shambly. That's great. And, folks, I'm going to do a shout-out to you that Tucker did to me last night. He said that, you know, Neil, the gardens look fabulous right now, and you need to come. We're going to be replacing some things for the summer, and there's a transition time in there. He told me last night, says this next week is going to be beautiful. Be sure to come. The weather is also really nice. To be in the 80s to come to the Dallas Arboretum this late into the spring summer is wonderful. Tucker, Tuesday is my most open day. I'll drop you an email. The weather is looking like that may be the least open day, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure something out, my friend. All right, how do they find the Dallas Arboretum?
Well, you find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from points south, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from points north, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right, and you guys are open 7 days a week, so that's not going to be a problem over Memorial Day.
No, sir.
You got a lot of stuff going on out there. Actually, a lot of stuff tomorrow, too, and all of that is on the website, which is?
DallasArboretum.org.
And the 24-hour information number.
214-515-6500.
Folks are open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, all the way to Thanksgiving. This is Tucker Reed, horticulture manager of this beautiful garden, 66 acres of beauty. Tucker, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to see you this week sometime. Thank you, Tucker Reed. All right. That is sponsored today by Busy Bees Pest Control. I say yippee, I get to do an ad live for Busy Bees. The only thing bad about this is I don't do the bzzz at the end as well as Stubby does, but let me do the best I can. Busy Bees Pest Control has served North Texas since 1967. Years ago, I needed a pest control company. This was about 4 or 5 years ago, and a friend of mine who knows all of the companies, works with all of the companies from a state level, said, Neil, this company's the best. Go see them. And so I went to see them, and you know what? They bought ads, and they are letting me do ads for them, and I'm so proud of that. They have grown from a company with 3 employees to a full service pest elimination company. If you've seen bees or wasps or ants, fleas, termites, bed bugs, or other unwanted pests in your home, call Busy Bees right away. They also trap and remove other unwanted animals from your home, raccoons, squirrels, birds, and so many more. A small infestation can build very quickly into a serious problem. Call Busy Bees. They provide pest control services to both residential and commercial properties. They are truly a full-service pest elimination company, and they can be reached at their local, totally local, but just to make it easiest for you, it's toll-free 1-855-BUSY-BEE, and that's BIZZYBEE, BIZZYBEE. Visit them on the web, same spelling, busybees.com, 1-855-BUSY-BEE. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. Yeah, that office will actually, my office will actually be open until 11 today, and I'll be at the Callaway's and Flower Mound at 2901 Long Prairie Road, 2 until 4 today for book sale and signing. And let's see, we're ready to go back to the phone line, Danny and Scurry. Danny, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello, Neil.
How may I help you?
I'll tell you what my procedure is, and then I'll see what I've done wrong. I've got container tomato plants. In container, 5 gallon container buckets, and I've got a mixture of soil, compost, manure.
Hang on, let me work into this backwards. I see what the symptoms are. I need to hear the symptoms first because I may not need to know everything you've done.
Okay. The bottom leaves are yellow, and the tops look like they're wilted, like it's middle of summer, there's heat getting to them.
All right, and when you describe yellow, tell me what that yellow looks like. Is it a solid, bright mustard yellow? Is it a tannish yellow? What is it?
Yeah, it's pretty bright. Yes, sir.
All right. And is it the entire leaf all at one time, or are there spots?
The entire leaf.
All right. I'll tell you what it sounds like, is, and I don't know of any insect or disease that would turn the entire the bottom leaves in their entirety bright yellow, but moisture stress would certainly do that. A 5-gallon pot is really too small for tomatoes. Unless you have a dwarf tomato of some sort, you need a 7 or 10-gallon container. A 5-gallon pot is truly more like 3.5 gallons. So it's not, not as much soil as you think. Are they too big to transplant at this point?
No, but the fruit is huge, and I've already picked some cherry tomatoes, and it just looks like everything but the leaves are just
all right.
Don't
try to repot them. Do not try to repot them. If they're in fruit, then it is too late. All right, so here's what you need to do. My best guess is, and you're welcome to post a photo on my Facebook page, and let me look, but this just absolutely has all the symptoms of moisture stress. And you would need to water more often, less at a time. Those pots are full of roots. More often, not necessarily less at a time, just more often. And you'll need to fertilize probably 2 or 3 times a week because they're going to run out of nutrients really quickly when you're putting that much water on them. The next thing that you will probably observe, if you're not careful, is blossom end rot on some of the big tomatoes, where the bottoms of the fruit develop a concave black spot or dark brown spot. That's also because they have gotten a little bit too dry and the moisture did not get out there to the ends of the fruit. That typically happens in container plants and of the larger types.
Even though I water every night?
It is possible. Now, we have not been at 98 degrees yet, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But I don't know of anything else without seeing the leaves. Yellow is like a malaise. You call the doctor, you say, I just don't feel very well, and they're going to have to do something. You're going to have to see you, first of all. And so that's why I say you're welcome to post a photo on Facebook and let me see if I can see anything. But spider mites cause mottling. Early blight causes spots. Those are the things that hit the bottom leaves. I don't know of anything else other than water and nutrition. Nitrogen would cause the entire plant to be light green, so that's not it. So
could it be the soil I got them in?
Soil doesn't do that. Soil does not cause yellowing. That's why I took you off that path you were heading on, because I didn't see that as being any help to what we're doing. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I would, if you go out there in the evening and the soil is still moist, really moist, there is no point in watering. I'm not trying to get you to water if you don't need to water. But all it takes is one time. It's the same as with it's the very same thing you see with a poinsettia at Christmas. Let it wilt once, and you're going to lose a bunch of the bottom leaves. Same thing exactly. That's a characteristic symptom of plants.
Okay.
All right, good luck with it. That's what I have. Right or wrong, I'm going with it. I'll ride the boat down. I think I'm pretty close on it. Danny, thank you for the call. All right, let's take a break, and then we're going to hit some good calls here, too. Thank you very much for calling through. You really responded when I said I needed some calls. My book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, has been a work of pleasure. 10 months ago, I began writing. I wrote for 14 hours a day, 7 days a week for almost all of that time. I took a little time off on Christmas Day, but in the late evening, I was back at the computer. A little obsessive, I understand, but I wanted to get it out in good time this spring. We were still about 3 weeks late in getting it out. But now that people are getting it, they're saying, you know what, that extra 100 pages that you gave us without raising the price and what you put in the book, glad we waited. I hope you will be too. I hope you'll get it and take a look. Now, one way to get it would be to come to our store appearance this afternoon. When I say our, my wife and I will be at Callaway's in the Flower Mound today from 2 until 4 at 2901 Long Prairie Road. And tomorrow Puckett's Nursery in Allen. I'm meeting myself coming and going is my problem. That'll be tomorrow with a book sale. I've got a couple of others. I'll do these away from this ad. But the book has everything that you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. One long chapter, 48 pages, telling you month by month what needs to be planted and pruned and fertilized and sprayed in that month. It's what I used to put in 12 pages in my calendar, but here it is in 48 pages. It's all that timely tip information. A chapter on the basics, one on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. it really will help you. I think it will become your new go-to reference book for gardening in the Lone Star State, and it makes a wonderful Father's Day gift. Now, a couple things to tell you. First of all, I've self-published it. It is not in stores. I chose not to put it in stores, just like I didn't put my calendar in stores for the last 20 years that I did them. And the reason for that was that people just aren't honest. I'm sorry, I just say it is it is. I've been burned pretty badly on royalties, and so I just decided I'll sell a lot less, but at least I could control my own destiny. So it's not in stores, not on Amazon. Amazon's fine. They are fine, but I just decided to do it this way. So come out to one of my store appearances, or you can buy it from neilsperry.com. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call before 11 today. Here is the number, and we have people there waiting for your call right now at 800-752-GROW. That's my magazine office. You can get my magazine at $14 instead of $23.95 if you buy it with the book. Book is normally $32.95, magazine's normally $24.95. Together they would be $56.90. But you get them today for only $42.95 if you buy them together before 11 this morning. 1-800-752-GROW, neilsperry.com, 1-800-752-4769. A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair. All right, Neil Sperry back with you to tell you about North Haven Gardens. They are located at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. They are open 7 days a week. They'll be there tomorrow as well for you. Water-wise Weekend continues today at North Haven Gardens with free garden education and featured plant specials. 3 o'clock today, there will be a pop-up tour of perennials for the Water-wise landscape. Rudbeckia Maxima, I think that's Steve Huddleston was talking about. Black-eyed Susan can reach 5 feet tall. Rocket-like blooms, blue-green foliage is a dynamic, a dramatic note, and it's beautiful. And there you can find it at North Haven Gardens. Zephyranthes Prairie Sunset will give you a bit of soft color in part shade areas. That's a rain lily, and it's a beautiful plant. Monarda Jacob Klein is a great selection of bee balm with large red tubular flowers. In the summer months, they thrill the hummingbirds and make nice cut flowers as well. I saw that at North Haven in the last few days. Next weekend, Saturday, May 31, from 11 till noon, join Rusty Allen, Texas Certified Nursery Professional, for a discussion of Texas Tough Perennials, an inspiring discussion of getting the most from Texas native and well-adapted perennials in your landscape. They do a wonderful job of educational programs. They do a wonderful job of bringing unusual plants of all types into the garden center. North Haven Gardens, one of the destination garden centers of the southern United States. If you haven't been there, you have missed a huge amount. Great day to go today. 7700 North Haven Road. That's one block west of Central between Hillcrest and Central. At 214-363-5316 nhg.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shapp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
Thank you, folks. My favorite day of the springtime comes this Thursday. It's graduation day at Serenity High in McKinney, and I get to lead the assembled probably 150 or 200 people for the 12 or so graduates that will be there. I get to lead them in the Serenity Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Both of those are pretty special. But especially for Serenity High and McKinney to lead in the Serenity Prayer. And my wife announces each graduate. We are longtime supporters of this wonderful school, the nation's only public recovery High School. It's in the McKinney ISD, SerenityHigh.org. The next message is for Trinity Expanded Shale and Clay. I've been talking to you about expanded shale as an amendment for clay soils. I've had several mentions of it in my new book. That's because I really do believe in it. Now I want to talk about some other ways you can use the expanded shale. Planting soils using expanded shale are lighter in weight. They're used over subsurface parking lots, Kimball Art Museum, deck parks like the Clyde Warren Park, green roofs, and in large container plantings such as the Dallas Arboretum. So you see, this has gained wide acceptance with some people you know and trust. These practices help preserve green space in our cities. The media is becoming widely accepted for stormwater practices. Soils created with expanded shale have a higher infiltration rate. That means water soaks in. Isn't that where you want it, in the ground, instead of running off? That allows the soil and the plant roots to filter stormwater pollutants. Bioretention and rain gardens fall into this category. There you go. Turf parking areas are built with expanded shale at stadiums like AT&T Stadium. Have you heard of that one? And universities like UNT, providing green solutions for overflow parking. Research done by Texas AgriLife has been a big catalyst for these types of projects moving forward. Eric Nelson is sales rep and landscape architect for Trinity Expanded Shale. If you want to talk to Eric directly, 817-635-8541 for technical support. 817-635-8541. That's Trinity Expanded Shale. You can ask for it by name. A lot of garden centers sell it bagged. You can also get it in bulk. Call Eric for the local source. That's Trinity Expanded Shale. All right, and we are ready to go back to the phone lines now. Let's see, let's go to a Jim in Decatur. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you for both of those.
I have posted many pictures on Facebook, and you responded very quickly, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you. You bet.
My question was on treating grubs, and the reason I'm asking about this is my wife free-ranges her chickens in the yard, and I'm kind of concerned about what I need to use to treat grubs. And somebody told me about nematodes, and I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
It's been a while since I did any research on it. I don't do a lot of research, but I don't think that's going to be a good solution. The beneficial nematodes, I believe, will attack other grubs like the Japanese beetle grub, but I don't think they're going to have any effect on the white grub worms that we have in North Texas.
Okay.
That's something that has been kicking around for 35 or 40 years, and I don't think that's the direction to go. Are you sure you have a grub problem? I think the chickens would help you with a lot of that.
Yeah, they love to eat them, but I've noticed when I pulled out some of the landscape blocks that I have for the flower beds that there may be 10 underneath a little 8x1 foot, pavestone.
8 inch by 1 foot.
Yes, sir. The little bone.
That's a lot.
I was amazed. There was quite a bit.
That's under that block, and they may be there because of the moisture. But let me tell you, out in the lawn and in garden areas, you have to have 4 to 5 per square foot. That certainly would qualify. If that were turf area, you'd be having damage. But I wouldn't necessarily equate that very special situation to what you might have out in your lawn. Do a little checking. If you have some areas that don't look good, do the digging. But now remember that grubs are active only August, September, October, and into November, and then they start pupating. Those are their months to feed. So you're not going to, and at this point you won't find, well, if you find any now, that's not the grub that is of concern. That's another type of grub. Any beetle is going to give you a grub.
Oh, okay.
And so you have some that are probably harmless. The one that does the damage to our lawns is in pupal cases right now, the copper pupal cases, and they will emerge as June beetles sometime in about 4 weeks or 4 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm trying to decide if it's grubs or, now that you talked earlier about shade, I might have a shade problem too. So.
Okay.
It's what's
gotcha.
Causing that. So.
I gave you lots to worry about today, didn't I?
No, you've.
I like to keep people on edge.
You've helped me often on Facebook, and I appreciate it. I saved a post oak tree in my front yard that I can't get my arms around. It's so big. They had put a flower bed in the bottom of it and used about 8 of those pavestones high is how deep the dirt was on top of that post oak, and it wasn't doing well last year, but this year it's doing really well.
So good. Well, that's great. Well, Jim, I appreciate your call. Good luck with the chickens and everything. All right. All righty. Kevin in Fort Worth, I wanted to come to you. I think I need to. I mean, Kevin, I like you a lot, but Jerry Overton, he's here, and he will just break in on us if I don't give him his time for his newscast. He's a nice guy, but I think I better do that. Let me tell you right now about Dallas, and I'll come to you right afterwards, Kevin. Dallas Plumbing Company, this is really one of those shake-your-head kind of wow. This was nice experiences because we had been very happy customers of Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for probably 6 or 8 or 10 years before I ever got a chance to do ads for them. All of the fixtures in our plumbing at our home came from Dallas Plumbing. We now have a water heater. Actually, we bought one for our daughter as well from Dallas Plumbing. These folks are just the best. You know, I guess if you're going to be around for 111 years, founded in 1903, you must be doing something very, very right, and they do. Let me tell you a couple of things about that year. That was the year Henry Ford began Ford Motor Company. That was the year the Wright brothers flew for the first time in man's history. That was the year the Dallas Plumbing Company founded. And so that's pretty significant that they've been around that long. They have won the awards. I'll let you look on their website for those awards. It's dallasplumbing.com, but they have a very special opportunity for you that is about to run out. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Right now you can get up to, this may be the last time I'll tell you about this, in fact, so listen closely. You can get up to a $1,450 rebate on a new Carrier heating and cooling unit, or you can get 0% interest if you pay in full within a year. This offer is good through May 31 only, next Saturday only. Call Dallas Plumbing Company for details and a free estimate. Carrier. Turn to the experts. We took advantage of this, I think it was 2 years ago. We have Carrier from Dallas Plumbing, and we are happy people. Dallas Plumbing Company has that complete kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom, and that is at 11,055 Plano Road. It's about a mile outside LBJ Freeway on Plano Road, 11055 Plano Road, dallasplumbing.com. They sell the top brands of faucets, sinks, toilets, and tubs. They have them on display. They can install, repair, and maintain anything they sell. Stop in and browse through the spectacular showroom, 11055 Plano Road, or call them for any kind of help that you might need for heating, air conditioning, or plumbing. 214-340-6300, dallasplumbing.com.
License is TACLA 38830C and M163.
This is a very important message on behalf of my friends at the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. We are enduring a terrible drought. You're hearing about it everywhere. Our lawns have taken a beating. It's a perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. Three simple steps, your lawn can be healthy and green in no time. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Scott's Turf Builder lawn soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, plant grass seed that's designed to withstand heat and drought, such as Scott's Turf Builder grass seed with water smart technology. Third and finally, feeding is the best thing to do to strengthen a drought-damaged lawn. Feed your newly planted grass with Scott's starter food for new grass. Now, for lawns that don't require reseeding, Scott's has some wonderful fertilizers, including Scott's Turf Builder lawn food, just the plain Turf Builder lawn food. That's a great fertilizer, very high nitrogen, quality made, and one of the iconic fertilizers in America, and that would be great for your lawn going into the summer. You'll find all the Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's store. For more information, go to scotts.com. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Here is Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. It is 9:34 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. They said it was a nuisance. The jury agreed the story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. And we start with the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Still have westbound I-30 shut down just east of Rockwall near the community of Fate. Had that tractor-trailer full of gasoline overturned this morning and burned, and it's going to take a while to clean up. Downtown Dallas, you got the left lane of eastbound I-30 blocked at the Trinity River for guardrail repair. Also, we have side street accidents in Dallas, one Garland Road at Barnes Bridge Road, the other in South Dallas, West Wheatland Road at LBJ Freeway eastbound, and in Fort Worth, police reporting an accident on southbound I-35W at Northeast 28th Street. Now, an update of the WBAP 24/7 forecast. Look for cloudy skies, warm and humid today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon and evening, especially to the west of the Metroplex. The high should be around 85. Tonight, we're going to continue the clouds, the muggy conditions, chance for scattered showers and storms, 70 for the low. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a better chance for rain throughout the area. Some severe weather unlikely, but heavy rain is possible. Look for the high to be around 82. It is 75 degrees at DFW Airport. Well, a Southwest Fort Worth couple has received a $20,000 jury award after they sued Chesapeake Energy, claiming a gas drilling rig near their home was a nuisance. The rig is just 165 feet from their backyard, and Sam Crowder says the dust, the smell, the noise from the site was a problem.
The problem is this does not belong by houses.
Sam and his wife Jane originally sued for over $100,000, but told News 8 they were just happy someone finally listened and agreed with them. Chesapeake not commenting on the verdict. Well, let's hope the backlogged Veterans Affairs facilities will get some relief from a policy change that will allow more veterans to get care at private hospitals. VA facilities have struggled to cope with new patients from the wars on terrorism, as well as old soldiers from prior conflicts. The change comes amid allegations about treatment delays and falsified records. And Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says the killings in the Seaside, California college town of Isla Vista are the work of a madman. In YouTube videos and long written manifesto, Elliot Roger aired his contempt for everyone from his roommate to the entire human race. Again, looking for a high today of 85 degrees at 75. From the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. Let's go back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the mature manure, black cow composted cow manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens, or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
One of the joys that I have had in many, many years of broadcasting is to have Arborological Services as an advertiser. These people are simply the best. And when I say simply the best, I just got to tell you, they're the best human beings. They are the best tree service people anywhere. The most common referral I am asked for, and I'm thinking, you know, they say, Neil, I listen to you every week. And then they say, who's a good tree service company? These people are the best. This is the company to call. They have consolidated all of their various area phone numbers into one toll-free number. Arborological Services, serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with the best in tree service. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. That's the level you need to have working on your trees. And those men and women trade questions and stories when they get back to their office. They say, you know, what would you do? And then they determine the best approach, because some of them may be specialists in oak wilt, somebody else in a disease of maples or whatever, and they trade the brilliance of these people. They are the best. And to then talk at a different level, step it up five levels to Steve Hauser, the founder of the company, and all of the wonderful charity work that he does to save trees. They love trees. Okay, have I said they're the best? Arborological.com is their website, and that toll-free number anywhere in the Metroplex, 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter at The Tree Experts, and on the phone, 866-552-7267, Arborological Services. Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program. Kevin in Fort Worth, this is Neil. You are on the air. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, no problem. First, I'd like to say thank you. You were so nice to us yesterday when you signed signatures for my four kids while my wife snapped pictures.
What beautiful children. Let me tell you, it was a highlight for me because I got to sign two autograph books for beautiful little girls, and they were just such beautiful ladies. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, well, thank you. Now, my question is, we started redoing the front flower bed in the house we just moved in. And I was going to put a Yaupon holly in there, but I dug down a little over 12 inches and it hit rock. Dug through that, had about 4 inches soil, then it hit rock again. And I was thinking about digging further down, try to get through the rock, but then I was worried that then it would, like, restrict the roots even if I got that. I don't know if they spread out or will they go down or what's going on there or what do I need to do.
Okay, so this is all chalk rock, white limestone?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, okay, let me see how I can get you an answer that is usable. Number one, yes, you do need to be concerned. Number two, the reason for that is that Yaupon hollies will show iron deficiency when they hit white rock. Number three possibility would be to keep digging a little farther. And then if you are out away from the house where you can raise the planting bed by 5 or 6 inches with soil, not with organic matter, something that will be there forever, not decay and settle back down again, you might be able to get enough soil for the plants to succeed or the tree to succeed very well for you.
Depth of soil does a Yaupon need?
Well, it will adapt. If it had good topsoil, it would probably grow down 4 or 5 feet with its roots. The majority of those roots, however, will still be in the top foot of soil. So that's what you're working with. If you can get that top foot of soil in good shape over an area that's probably 8 or 10 feet across, and create a bed for other things around it, then the Yaupon would share that soil and do well for you. I like Yaupons a lot. I see iron deficiency on them occasionally. I see it a lot more often on Yaupon than I do on Nellie R. Stevens. I've never seen it that I recall on Possum Haw Holly, which is native in our area in the alkaline soils. So that might be an alternative. Do you know that plant?
Yes, sir. I got your book, and I was looking
through
that.
It's deciduous, but it's also called deciduous Yaupon because it looks a lot like Yaupon. So that might be a nice a possibility if you decide not to go with the Yaupon. But I would be tempted to, I can't see what you've dug and what you've discovered, but I would be tempted to keep digging and try to create a spot for you. I'm just a Yaupon fan.
Okay, well, I appreciate the information.
I'm glad you called, and thanks again for stopping by yesterday.
All right, thank you, sir.
Let's go to Joe in Longview. Joe, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
This year, for the first time, and I've lived in this house for 40 years, my St. Augustine grass in the front yard, I think it must be take-all root rot. But how do I diagnose it and know for sure that's what it is?
All right. First of all, and for anybody who doesn't know where Longview is, you must be new this week to Texas. Longview is very near the Louisiana border.
Right.
And when you get about between Bonham and Paris and between Canton and Terrell, Terrell and Canton, you get into the East Texas acidic soil, the sandy red clay or red sandy soil that is acidic. And the reason I bring that up, Joe, is that take-all root rot is rarely present in acidic soils. That's why the recommendation for its control is to put peat moss on top of the soil, a layer of peat moss, maybe about an inch thick, Canadian sphagnum peat moss. I rarely get questions and comments and inquiries from East Texas about take-all root rot compared to the alkaline soils around the Metroplex. So that puts me a little on edge that it probably isn't take-all root rot, but I'll tell you a quick way, if you don't mind spending $15 or $20, buy a bale of peat moss, a small bale, put it out over an area that has green growth in it, but that is lethargic, and wait a week, and well, 2 weeks, give it 2 weeks, and if the grass just greens up and says, hey, thank you, where you been all my life, then you know that take-all was involved, because that's the only thing it's going to impact.
Okay.
I think it's more likely you're seeing some latent freeze damage. St. Augustine was hurt pretty badly this year.
Okay, and I did. My backyard does not have it, and the front yard did this year, and I just didn't know. And I did send soil samples down to A&M, and they came back that all I needed was nitrogen.
Nitrogen. What was the pH of your soil?
I had to put out 10 pounds of lime per 1,000 square feet.
Oh my gosh! You do not have. There's no way you have take all root rot if you're that acidic.
No,
there are ways that you can look with a hand lens or a magnifying glass and see the clasping fungal strands on the runners. If you go to my website, neilsperry.com, and enter take all root rot, I think is the way I have it, not take all patch, but take all, just put take all.
Okay.
It will take you to photos of my own lawn that Dr. Phil Cobalt took and some other information. There's a link there you can go to, a lot of information.
Okay. I listen to you every week, and last week you gave two websites. One was your, like the one you just said, but you had another one that had a lot of information for St. Augustine grass.
All right. My website is just my name, NEILSPERRY, and if you hit my frequently asked questions, my book that I published about 15 years ago, 1001 Most Asked Questions, they are all on the website now. I just decided not to sell that book because I don't publish it when I have business, so they're all there. That's where the Take All Root Rot is. The other website probably was Aggie Horticulture. It was the Texas A&M Horticulture website. So when I do a web search, I'll enter Aggie Horticulture, Take All Root Rot, and that puts me into all of their information.
I do appreciate your help so much.
You betcha, Joe. Have a great day in East Texas. They're all great days where you are.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, Bill in Fort Worth, Betty in Fort Worth. I'm coming to you right after our last break today. I'll get to you. Hang with me, please. Let me tell you right now about my book and invite you to call my office before 11 today. And we have people there ready to take your call until 11 so that you can order the book, and we will get it shipped by midweek this week. So it will be in your hands by the end of the week. That's what the printer tells us they can do, the fulfillment center. This is the book called Lone Star Gardening. Folks, I worked for 9 months, 7 days a week, 14 hours a day, and I loved every minute of it. Don't feel sorry for me. I had more fun. Carolyn Skye was my editor for it, the lady who edits our magazine, and Cindy Smith was the graphic designer, and Cindy has done the last 10 of my calendars. I don't do the calendars any longer, but the three of us are the team that produced this book, self-published. When we printed, I went to the press checks. Colin Flood, my printing advisor, was there part of the time to help me, and that's our team. That's it. Printed in San Antonio, where I was born, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is so much, incredibly better than my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you buy it and don't agree, I will pay every penny you spend, including the postage, to buy it back from you. No questions asked, because I think you will agree this one is so much better. It's also 23 years younger. It was done about a month ago, and the more recent of the two Complete Guide to Texas Gardening books, that one's 23 years old, the other one's 32. Now, the book is normally $32.95. We have a sale on it right now at $28.95. Plus sales tax, of course, and postage, but $28.95. I can save you even more, and that is if you buy a subscription to my magazine at the same time as you buy the book, you can get the magazine for $14 instead of $23.95. So what would have been a $56.90 value is only $42.95. Again, satisfaction guaranteed. These are not in stores. I chose not to put them in stores. They're not on Amazon. Call my magazine office before 11, 1-800-752-GROW, or go to neilsperry.com anytime today, NEILSPERRY.com anytime today, or call again, 1-800-752-4769 before 11.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes. Saturday, May 31st, how to install a decorative water feature. And on Saturday, June 7th, how to build a segmental retaining wall. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens or visit their website at whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
You want to reduce your need this summer for shock or extensive pool brushing with one simple step? It's called Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem. I got a great tip for you folks this week, especially if you're like me. And let me ask you this. Are you tired of making countless trips to the pool store for this, for that, for algae, for yellow, for mustard algae? Crystal Clear has revolutionized the way people care for their pools with improved water clarity while eliminating the need for phosphates. Crystal Clear is a uniquely formulated product that contains SPF sunblock designed to clear swimming pool water of algae and, get this, greatly reduce pool maintenance time. With convenient access now available in select Ace Hardware stores and Dixon Brothers, and of course online, gone are the days of burning eyes. Add Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem and forget about the maintenance. I promise you, you're going to thank me later. Go to clearpoolnow.com. That's clearpoolnow.com and get Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem.
I want to tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair now, and this is a 20-year association that I've had with this wonderful company. Fred Marshall owns and operates Advanced Foundation Repair. I was impressed with them from the very first. I said, Fred, I need to hear references and go see these people, and I did about 6 weeks worth of investigating, not nonstop, but I would drive here and there. I can still drive to the houses where they did their work because I wanted to see what they did. I don't know the foundation repair industry. I certainly didn't then. I'm not a lot better now. But I wanted to check the references, and the people said, we love what they did. We're sorry we had to hire anybody, but we are so glad we hired them. And that's Advanced Foundation Repair. Nobody wants a foundation problem. Now, let me look you square in the eye and tell you, it is dry, it's going to get hot, and it's going to get drier, and your foundation is going to get worse and worse and worse. You have two choices if you think you have a foundation problem. You can call right now, ahead of the curve, and get Advanced out to do a free home inspection, and if you have a problem, give you a bid on what it would cost to fix it. No obligation, free inspection, no obligation. And know that they will give you a lifetime guarantee on their work. Second choice you have is wait until you can walk through the cracks in the side of your house, and at that point you call Advanced Foundation Repair and they say, well, we're running a little behind because of this extreme summer. So I would suggest you call right away. It's foundationrepairs.com if you want to learn more about the fine company, foundationrepairs.com, or call, here's that number, 214-333-0003. I have used their services. I am happy. I'm proud to tell you about them. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. All right, pay close attention. Here are my store appearances for book sales and signings in the upcoming week. I'm going to give them to you one time. They're on my homepage of neilsperry.com. This afternoon, 2 until 4, Callaway's Nursery Flower Mound, and that is 2901 Long, Long Prairie Road in Flower Mound. 2 to 4 today, Callaway's Flower Mound. Tomorrow, Memorial Day, Puckett's Nursery, 811 East Main Street, Allen, 2 to 4. 2 to 4 at Puckett's tomorrow in Allen. May 28, which is Wednesday, Callaway's on Grapevine Highway in Hearst, an unusual time, 3:30 until 5. We have a 6 o'clock meeting I have to take my wife to. I said, you know, I'm driving you with you over to that area. Let's go to Hearst. And Callaway's was wonderful to help us. 3:30 until 5 on May 28, Wednesday, 760 Grapevine Highway, Callaway's in Hearst. May 30, I'm speaking to the Arkansas Master Gardeners in Texarkana. So I said, you know what, May 31, let's stop by. Here you are, Tyler, Blue Moon Gardens, and they are in Chandler. Blue Moon Gardens is the name of the nursery. I'll be there 2 until 4 next Saturday afternoon. And then next Sunday, Callaway's Nursery, South Lake Boulevard, 291 East South Lake Boulevard, 2 until 4. All that and even more beyond that are at neilsperry.com. Back to the phone lines. We go to Bill in Fort Worth. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Yes, sir. Pleasure to meet you yesterday at Callaway.
Thank you, Bill.
Book signing.
Thank you.
I got into your book last night. It looks really good.
Thank you.
And I have a problem with a live oak tree. It was planted about 18 to 20 months ago. It's 6-inch caliber. It's now about 18 feet tall. And about 5 or 6 feet up off the ground, I started to have problems with the bark breaking up and breaking off. And I showed you a piece yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it quickly. I wasn't really set up to take blank questions, but I saw that. What is beneath that where it comes off? Is it more bark forming?
Is it the bark came off and I could see the bare wood underneath.
If you see the bare wood, then I would probably recommend that you get a certified arborist to look at it. We have a wonderful sponsor. It may be hypoxylin canker. I hope it is not. And that usually is from a stressful situation, can be reversible. But a good arborist would be able to look at it and give you advice. When you see bare wood, that's not a good sign. When you see new bark that is forming, that means that the bark has just sloughed off because the tree is expanding in its size. It looked a little odd when you showed it to me. It was pretty red on the inside, which normally doesn't look like dead bark. Yeah. So, you didn't think I was paying attention. I did see it.
Well, you gave me a good reference for that, I guess, before at Arborological Services.
That's the people I would call in a heartbeat, and you can look on their website. They have information on hypoxylin canker there at arborological.com.
Okay.
Bill, I appreciate it. I'm going to try to...
what it was, but you know, when I was doing the research, but I'm glad to see you verified it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not verifying, but that would be my concern. I appreciate your call, and I got to run. I appreciate it. Betty, I just can't get you on. I'm sorry, girl. I was trying my best. Grass won't grow in the shade, too much shade, and that's so similar to the call that we had last hour. I hope that she heard that. A lot of information on my website at neilsperry.com, and if you're on Facebook, Betty, go to my notes. There are 2 hours worth of typing notes there, so I hope that you'll do that. Folks, the number to my magazine office, if you'd like to call to order the new book, 800-752-4769. They'll be there until 11. Come see me this afternoon, Flower Mound, Callaway's, and Puckett's in Allen tomorrow. Happy gardening!